Welcome to the Diversity on the Hill podcast
with Pastor Jonathan and Pastor Curcio.
Here are the ground rules for our conversation.
Respect one another.
Openness.
No assumptions allowed.
Mistakes are welcome.
And let's grow together.
Enjoy the conversation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Diversity on a Hill podcast. I hope you are doing well. This is PJ.
And PK here. And we have a guest with us once again.
Yeah. By this time, he's not even a guest. By this time, he's just part of the family who's sure. Here at times, you know?
Yeah.
PK2.
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 All right. I won't press the button so PJ doesn't get all bent out of shape with me.
I love it, man. You got to catch them all. PK2. It's colder these days.
It's great.
I couldn't wait. Do you like cold weather?
No, not at all.
Sweet.
What?
I love it.
Very much hate it.
You guys. Good. Just kill me.
Finally, someone else.
You guys are the worst. So here I was outside today, mm-hmm. and it was about 29 degrees.
That's terrible.
And I'm like, I'm going to go outside in my shorts and my t-shirt and take the trash out. Just soak it all in. Felt really good.
Wow. Did it really feel good?
It did.
Did it really?
It did.
Are you just one of those who acts kind of tough?
No.
Like, yeah, this is nice.
This is not a tough thing.
It is a little bit of a tough
thing. How does cold, like how much cold you can take? Now, mind
yeah,
you,
yeah.
I can't take cold. I mean, I'm getting older, so I guess my impermeability concerning the cold is obviously dropping. So the reality is there are temperatures now that I'm actually cold. And I was like, oh man, I wasn't cold before at this temperature.
Temperatures that I'm actually cold at.
So
I think you always had that. You just didn't accept it.
You went to seminary, right, Curcio?
I did.
And how do you feel about Michigan?
Weather-wise, great. Activity-wise, boring.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That was terrible. But, I spent 2 years in Maryland. That was enough, man. Two summers in that kind of winter.
Look, yeah. I was a seminary for 3 years. Most people finish sooner than that, but I took some extra classes. So anyhow, point is, I enjoyed every minute of it, even on those really cold days. And mind you, I lived in Minnesota as well. So
oh, wow.
I got a real taste for what winter is. And the truth is, it may snow more in Michigan, but in Minnesota,
it's colder.
It's brutally cold.
Yeah, for longer too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, I remember, quick story. I don't want to spend too much time on the weather, but the idea was when we got over there, it was, I believe, January. And I remember getting out of the car and it was 22 below zero.
Oh, my word.
And when you took a deep breath,
uh-huh.
right, you could feel
you
your nose hairs freezing.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh,
like you could
word.
Feel it just, and it was, that was the weirdest. Weirdest feeling, but you get used to it after a while, and it's all good. But it was
There's
nice.
No such thing as getting used to it.
I won't get used to it.
I mean, you do your body gets a little bit adapting, but it's never at that.
You hear that? We have an evolutionist at the conference.
I said adapt.
John
I didn't say evolve. I said adapt.
Uh oh, PJ.
Not adult.
Careful,
evolve.
Careful.
Oh my stars! This guy's throwing me under the bus right here.
Already.
All right. Here, listen, let's dive straight in because Keith only has a few moments with us today.
All right. Sounds good. Straight on the hill. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm actually going to, I told you what we were maybe going to talk about, like just gave you the one word thing.
Right.
We don't have a lot of time. And I don't know if you want to dive into that.
Let's dive into it. This is what we do. We have honest and open conversations.
Yeah, okay. I was going to give you an option of choices to talk about. One was a little bit more subdued, but no. Okay, fine. We're
let's
going for it.
Dive in the deep end.
All right. So
that's why PK2 is here.
The last episode of our previous season was about Trump and his indictments.
Yes, it was.
Now we have gone a little bit further down that road now.
Yes,
he is actually in some trials.
Yes, he is.
And so I just wanted to jump in there and see how you guys are feeling about it, what you know about it. Do you keep up with it at all? That all happened over the summer. And that, as you know, I work at a summer camp and I read nothing. I do nothing in the news. I know nothing at summer camp. All I know is summer camp.
Nice.
So when I come back, I hear these things and I'm like, I have no idea what's happening.
Which, by the way, you guys did a marvelous job this summer. And it was such a blessing to have a quote unquote normal summer.
Well, it was my first normal summer.
There you go. And it was fantastic just from the reports that I've heard. But go ahead, PJ.
But so much so, people would come in like, hey, did you, like, I guess there was the submarine thing this summer that was big, huge news.
It was.
And apparently everyone knew about it. Did you not know about this, Keith?
What's the submarine thing? Maybe you can remind me.
The submarine that kind of imploded.
with the people on it?
The people
I think they were going to go see the Titanic. Yeah. Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
It was like huge.
They were going to go see. It was the billionaires who paid
money.
There you
go. There you go. That's
one was a father and his son, and a couple other people. They paid $250,000 a piece, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To go down and then it imploded. Yeah.
Correct.
That's stupid.
Well.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the perspective,
now that
Keith.
Things have come out, it was probably not a wise idea. But anyways, that was huge news one week, and people kept asking me, have you heard about this? I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about right now. So I come back. That all to say, we've come back now, and I'm starting to slowly read more news because, just for the podcast, because it was terrible.
Right.
But
not the podcast, the news.
The news.
Yeah.
No. The news is terrible.
Yeah, but not the podcast because you're listening to the Verse on the Hill, right? Yeah.
And we do tackle news things.
Yes, we do.
So I read this for you. I just want you to know.
And if you want anything else for us to read, you can reach us at diverseonthehill@gmail.com. So now that plug is there, go ahead.
I guess we forgot the plug earlier.
No, it's okay. We just adapt it to make sure we
adapt, not evolve. Stop it.
There's two of them. I'm in the midst of two of them, guys.
Maybe we should have gone with the other one because the other one had to do with words.
Oh, it did.
And this guy has a problem with words.
You know what? We'll just bring you back on again, and then we'll talk about words.
We'll talk bad about you when we talk about words. In our next episode.
I feel like I'd do better on words, but we could talk about Donald Trump.
All right, then let's pivot. Let's talk about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's in the news right now.
Fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, I found it very interesting. He's in, I don't know, three or four indictments, been indicted three or four different places.
Okay.
There's something happening in Colorado. But right now, I think the big one is in, there's one in New York and one in Georgia.
Georgia, right.
Right. So I think the Georgia one is a very interesting one.
Why is the Georgia one more interesting than New York and Colorado?
Good question.
I was trying to say
Yeah. So here's the thing about the Georgia one. The Georgia one is a state. It's kind of a, it's not a federal case. It's a state case.
Okay.
Which is interesting. I didn't know this till someone brought it up to me and I was reading about it. And here's, in the USA Today, they had this article and it says, can Trump be pardoned in a state conviction? Right? It said it's possible, but in Georgia, it's complicated. So a lot of people are saying, hey, when he becomes president, if he becomes president, right? Because he's running for president right now. If he becomes president.
Mind-boggling. Go ahead.
We could get into that a little bit too. But the fact that he's running for president while still being convicted is...
He's not been convicted.
He's being tried. Sorry.
Yeah. Make sure to get your words
there's
right.
The word.
There's
right.
The word thing. There's the word thing. Thank
while
you.
While the possibility of conviction
our
is
word
there.
Smith. Right? Go ahead, Keith.
And in Georgia, it is looking very interesting because there are people who have been close to him who have actually pleaded guilty.
Yes, they have.
Who are really close to him. Mm. And they said, this does not look good at all for him. But it's not looked good for him in the past. And somehow there's Teflon on certain politicians, especially if you've been a president. But they're saying, hey, could he pardon himself? Georgia is an interesting case because if he is convicted in Georgia, he actually cannot pardon himself if he becomes president. Or someone, like let's say one of his friends becomes president. They cannot pardon him in Georgia. Hmm. Georgia has set a law that even the governor in Georgia could not pardon him.
So, but here's the problem.
Sure.
You know, and I don't want to just like shoot a hole in your stuff because that sounds great, but they'll find a way to appeal it to a higher court. That's the problem. It doesn't matter where it starts, it's going to a higher court. Even the New York, the Colorado ones, they're all going to end up in federal court somewhere.
Let's say that it's still upheld.
Okay.
Let's say it's upheld. I mean, it's going to be in the courts forever, possibly, because that's the way things happen.
So if it's upheld, right? Like, so let's say he appeals it out of Georgia, appeals it to, you know.
He's going to try to eventually take it to the Supreme Court, which are all the people he put into power, which is interesting.
Right. At least, what is it, two of them?
Well, two of them, and the majority are.
Is it three or two? How many did he put in there?
He put at least two.
But the Supreme Court? Judges? Yeah, it was two.
It was two. Okay.
So he gave the Supreme Court the conservative majority.
Gorosh.
I don't know the name.
Amy Cohen.
I'll look it up.
I know her. Girl. Another one was the guy. I don't think it was John.
Wasn't it a girl? You didn't.
There was a lady.
Amy Cohen.
We talked about it on the podcast with her.
I'm going to look it up because I think it was potentially three.
Potentially.
But either way, what I'm saying is once it gets to that level, can he then pardon himself if he's convicted at a higher
level? No, because it doesn't change. It doesn't become a federal crime then. It's still a state crime. Oh, so he's still convicted of a state crime. Oh, in Georgia, the only way he could be pardoned if he's convicted and it holds up is there's a conviction. There is a pardon board. And they said it's historically been very difficult for them to pardon anyone. Right.
Okay.
There's a lot of, so it's a board. I don't know if the board is made up of bipartisan people or nonpartisan people, which is impossible these days. But the Georgia case is very interesting.
All right, let me make a correction here. Yes. So he appointed three Supreme Court judges. Ooh, and then he had appointed 26 federal
court judges. Because then you can, well, before you go on, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Brett Amy Kavanaugh. Barrett.
Ah. Yeah, those are the three. Yeah.
I knew the Brett and Amy.
Yeah, well, his, just to give some context, right, he's being indicted for trying to overrule or overturn the election.
Yeah. Those so the particular one in Georgia.
And it's his fourth. That was his fourth.
Yeah.
And I think it's 13 counts. I think.
Can I ask you guys a question?
13 or 14 counts.
Can I bring a little controversy into this?
Let's bring it.
Don't you think it's odd that these are all coming from liberal areas?
But they're not.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, all of the judges are considered to be liberal judges, Democrat judges in liberal counties.
Liberal counties, but so the state of Georgia is a Republican state run by a Republican governor. And by the way,
sure.
Here's my contradiction to that. So when he was trying to overturn the election and he had all these things, he went to several courts. Even in the courts where he had appointed people, they had said, no, this is not valid.
Right.
So I kind of push back against that a little bit because I don't think that I'm not sure the judges are as liberal as we're hearing there are, but I don't think they're super conservative either. I don't think they're.
Well, I mean, you kind of get an idea when people are like, for example, we just said, hey, he put in three justices.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nobody's gonna be like, oh, those guys, they're not as conservative as, like they're conservative judges.
Sure.
And the people that he's being tried by and in the places that he's being tried by and the judges that he's being tried by are all liberals.
Sure, but here's my pushback.
Does it feel political? That's my question. Does it feel political?
Well, everything's political, but let's get into that a little bit because
and just so you're clear, I hate Donald Trump. Period. I would never elect the guy in a million years. If he was in the same room as me, I wouldn't be proud to shake his hand. I would be disgusted by his behavior. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, I just want to say that so you would understand.
Sure.
I'm unbiased about this, but at the same time, it does feel political.
Yeah. Well, let me.
I think everything's political in this atmosphere.
Sure. Point of clarification. It's 13 indictments, just to make sure we get that right. Oh. So our listeners get it right in Georgia. Go ahead.
13 indictments in Georgia.
Yeah.
We said four. And
No. He has four cases.
Oh, that he's in trial.
He's one in New York, one in Colorado.
So
one
the fourth one was in Georgia.
Georgia.
Okay.
Is there two in New York?
August 14th.
I don't know where the fourth one is.
I'll look them up. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Keep chatting. You're going down.
So my pushback to that is, I think it's all political. Everything's turned political. We've talked about this podcast. Everything turns political, right?
Yeah.
But when the people who are under him are basically saying, yeah, we're guilty.
Wow.
So the people who are directly under him, like Meadows, and there was one of his lawyers who they show clips of her saying, we're going to fight this. This needs to be overturned. Like, and they show clips of this lawyer, one of her team. She has now said, pleaded guilty.
Okay.
And so when that happens, I'm thinking, this has to do with more than just a liberal judge going after him, right? There's obviously, there's enough evidence there that people who are directly
shoulder to shoulder. Like, are you saying that more people believe it and only the opposing politics are willing to challenge him?
Yes, that's what happens in politics.
I mean, that's definitely more a reasonable statement than saying like, I guess I'm trying to clarify what do you mean by there's more going on there because, I mean, yeah, it doesn't seem like his own party team is gonna take him to prison, right? Like, they're not gonna do it.
No, they don't want to. They don't. Well, here's some of the other things that we can get into. So, like in Colorado, they are suing. I don't know who they're suing. I don't know, but they're suing someone so that they can take Donald Trump off the
ballot.
Off the ballot because
right.
of
the
his
primary, right?
Yeah. Because of his
he would have to be a write-in.
Role in the insurrection.
Okay.
Right. The January 6th, whether you believe that was an insurrection or not, neither here nor there. It actually is here or there, but still.
The Capitol riots. Right.
So they're saying, hey, listen, but even the Democrats, even some of them are saying, hey, listen, maybe this isn't the way to do it, to take him off the ballot because he is running for president. Some people are saying, hey, he's the president. We don't go after the president. Yeah. I've heard that said before, right?
Right, yeah.
So, but there's so much smoke in and around him and this, you know, election denialism or election challenging.
Right.
That to me, it doesn't matter who the judge is. There is so much happening that to me, it's evident that something's going on. Right. And of course, the Republicans don't want to go after him because he has a strong base. They don't want to make his base mad because they want to win. And they know to win, you need the MAGA crowd.
Yeah. And the scary thing right now is to win, you need Donald Trump.
I'm not sure you need Donald Trump. You need the people who support Donald Trump.
Yeah, I hear you, but nobody else is garnering any sort of like attention. Like, I mean, you know, people are, there was the DeSantis movement. It almost felt like there was like a...
Yeah, that's almost dead.
Exactly. That's my point. It's like it almost felt like there was something that was going to happen where maybe this guy out of Florida is going to take the position of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. But that almost, it's almost died. Right?
Yeah, there's almost no momentum for any other Republican candidate.
Well, the problem is that's because
part that's of the bottom line.
Donald Trump has taken at least, I would say at least half of that base. And what... Yeah. And when you have half that base, and then you have I'm saying at least half the base. And then when you have all these other people running, even if you're a Republican and you don't like Donald Trump, there's way too many people over here dividing up that vote.
You think if it got down to two people,
there would be a chance.
You think so?
There would be a chance if it was two people.
I think that, and this is what I think is signs of the times.
Oh, I totally believe you. Yeah.
I think that because... because we've become so divided, mm-hmm. right? Like, we're not diverse anymore. We're divided. Mm. Because we've become so divided, there's literally a passion for Trump. Not a, I like his policies, I'm going to overlook his evilness. There's a group of people that says that. But there are people that are passionate
who believe
Donald
he can
Trump.
Do no wrong.
Right. Well, I don't know that they think he can do no wrong.
There are people who
think that they think he's the savior of America.
Mm, lovely.
There is that concept. Okay, so the four states are New York, Washington, D.C.,
oh, that's right.
Georgia, and Florida.
Okay.
Florida?
Yep.
So two of
Colorado
those,
hasn't happened yet.
Well, Colorado is a different thing. Theirs is weird because I think that one's not an indictment against Trump. I think they're suing.
Oh, they're trying to keep his name off the ballot.
They're trying to keep his name off the ballot, yeah, and they're doing different. It in a weird manner. They're not doing it like going after Trump necessarily.
Right, gotcha.
I think they're going. They're trying to prove that his words incited the insurrection.
Yeah.
And that should disqualify him.
Can I ask you guys another question?
Sure.
Do you think that all of this is going to actually be a propulsion for Trump to become the next president?
No.
I think it helps. I think it helps.
Oh, we're split. Okay, well, yeah, let's hear you out. Curse
I don't think
you?
So. Well, I don't... It's one of those situations where even in... I don't remember who... Oh, Jerry Jones, right?
Okay.
Big sports guy, right?
So Cowboys
I'm
owner.
Not a Cowboys... Yeah, he's a Cowboys owner, not a Cowboys fan. He said any publicity is good publicity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? So the mere fact that he's all over the news...
Yeah, all the time.
And in people's ears and eyes, right? Mm. He is obviously going to be on their mind.
Yeah. So it helps him.
So yes, but what I'm arguing is that none of these legal matters are going to stop him from getting his voters out there to vote for him.
Okay.
Right? Especially if they believe that the way he's going to get off is if he becomes president again.
Yeah.
So if they're like, if there's no other way for him to get out of this, even if it looks bad in the courts, right, this is going to play into, quote unquote, his favor, just the mere fact that he's getting so much attention. So
wait, did you just agree with me before we even started this argument?
No. Did I misunderstand your question? Well, your question was...
It sounds like you were agreeing with
me. Well, your question was, is this going to stop him?
No. Is this going to propel him?
Is it going to be the propulsion, the propelling?
To help him?
I'm sorry. Yeah, so I misunderstood your question. Yeah. So yeah, I agree with you. It's going to help him. Yeah.
See how good I am? I didn't even have to make an argument, and I won.
What I was going to say is, it's
you
not going
to for president.
It's not going to stop him. Is what I'm trying to say. This is really going to just rally his base behind him to say, hey, we got to save our president, you know, kind of idea.
And that's the thing, that the fact that many people view him as the savior, no matter what he says, they believe it.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much he says that they believe. Absolutely.
I mean, so if he says this is a witch hunt, it's a witch hunt.
Sure.
They say, hey, I didn't do it. Even though everyone around me is corrupt, I'm not corrupt. Even though everyone that surrounded me is in some legal trouble, I'm the only one who somehow... And that's very interesting, because that is a very messianic savior type of principle where, like, oh yeah, Jesus is the only one who I knew was surrounded himself with sinners who made mistakes, and he didn't. Mm. He's the only one.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's all part of the whole political game, right? Where you wash your hands kind of like Pilate, and you're like, I had nothing to do with this. Right, when it comes to crucifying Jesus, he's just watching. He's like, "You guys do whatever you're going
to
do."
I just signed the papers, but I had nothing to do with it.
Correct.
Right.
So
my
it's like
go
he
do
could
it.
Right. He could have incited his cronies to do whatever they did, but his hands are clean, right? And this is part of that whole challenge of all of this, where people are like, "No, it wasn't him. He never said X, Y, and Z." Same situation with, oh my goodness, what's the name of the, KKK leader again? I forgot his name. Anyhow,
I never knew his name.
I don't keep up with those guys.
But anyhow, the point is, there was a time when he was trying to say that Trump had to be president, and he was one of them, and then he had to take it back because then it was like, well, no, he's not a white supremacist.
I know what you're talking about. There was a white supremacist guy.
Are we talking David Duke?
Like trying to get
The Duke guy. Yep,
David Duke.
And then the idea was,
you did know his name.
He's not the head of the
KKK. Well, anyhow, the point is, he's a KKK representative that stood up and spoke up and said that Trump was one of them, right? And then he had to recant some of that because he didn't want people to think that Trump was a white supremacist. So, you know, this is the kind of thing where it's like, well, what? I don't know. Like this is what I'm saying. Like, people around him say things, do things. They're the ones incriminated, but he comes out scot-free.
And I don't know how this happened. I agree with you completely. I don't know how this happened. So someone could probably correct me, and they probably will. Mm-hmm. But I do remember there was a case with this Stormy Daniels.
That's still going on.
And Michael Avenatti was his lawyer. Mm-hmm. And somehow he's in prison.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But
Trump's
scot-free.
Trump's off scot-free.
Well, even his other lawyer, who's now testifying against him in the Stormy Daniels case.
Really?
Cohen.
Okay.
Who was his lawyer.
That's right. Okay.
No, he was her lawyer.
Oh, yeah. No,
he was her lawyer. Right, never mind. Right. But anyways.
But still, either way, he comes off clean. So this is why I go back to the point that I agree with you, now that I understand your question. Thank you for clarifying that for me. He's not going to get stopped by all of this.
Almost helps him because there's a martyrdom.
Yes,
he's the victim.
Exactly what's happening.
Right.
He's the victim.
There's a martyrdom. And it's like, instead of, and this is what really intrigues me, because I'm all about the kingdom, you know? Mm-hmm. That kingdom, but the kingdom.
Right. God's kingdom. Right? Yes.
And I wish that people would be all about the kingdom, because you can see the corruption in both sides.
Oh.
Constantly taking place before your eyes. And what you do is, inside of your mind, you start explaining it according to your bias, or how you might be leaning, or sort of
justifying,
like,
or rationalizing.
Justifying and rationalizing people's bad behavior.
Mm. Mercy. So look, I know Keith has to go soon, but this is taking me to that whole concept of people using Bible to support their behavior. For instance, it just happened with Israel, right? Using a Bible text to defend why they're doing the atrocities that they're doing, right? Anyhow, let's not go down that rabbit hole. But I'm just saying, this is part of the stuff that drives me mad. But go ahead, PG, you're going to take us somewhere else.
No, man. We probably do need to revisit the Israel thing at some point because that's funny. But no, the one thing I do kind of want to end off on is because I he's in all these, whatever, trials. And there are a lot of people, even on both sides, who are basically a little unsure of whether they should be going after Donald Trump because he was a president. And it seems political. No matter what happens, it's going to seem political because he's running for president. Sure. And he's saying it's political.
Correct.
Hey, look at these judges.
He's framing it for him. Yeah.
Right, right. Look at these judges. They hate me.
Yeah.
Look at all these things. My pet peeve in all of this is that no one seems to want to take responsibility. No one wants to seem to be like, hey, if the Republicans are the party of law and order, why are they not saying we need to follow through with this trial?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because they found a bunch of documents in Trump's Mar-a-Lago house, right? And they made a big deal out of it, right? And the whole time it was like, you know, that's what the Republicans are doing. And then they found a bunch of documents in Biden's house or whatever. Sure. And it was like, oh, but that's okay. Now, this is the problem. You know, you can justify whatever you want to justify. Right, right, right. The bottom line is you're supporting your person no matter what you see. And that's the problem because you see, it didn't just happen to Trump.
No. It happens. It happens to all of them, and I'm fine with that. Listen, go after Trump. I'm all about going after Trump.
But then you got to go after all these guys.
Beautiful. Let's do it. But you don't care.
Clean the swamp.
So if Biden obviously has been in politics a long time. I'm sure he has a lot of skeletons. I know there's the Hunter Biden thing, his son. Of course he knew something about his son.
Yeah.
There's no way he didn't know something. Right. I'm not one of those who's going to be like, well, he didn't know. There's not evidence. Of course he knew something.
Of course.
Find the evidence and go after them like they did Trump.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Just do it. No one is above the law.
It's the inconsistency that's frustrating us for sure.
That's the problem.
But my point is the excuse they use for Biden is that he's the sitting president and Trump was no longer the sitting president. They say presidents do this all the time. They take confidential information home to go through it or whatever it is. I'm not for any of this.
But he had documents from when he was the vice president.
Sure, sure, sure. So my point is go after all of them.
Do it.
I agree with that too. And I think that we should all embrace PJ's political stance where we are politically agnostic. I mean, I call myself an independent. I don't go for either or.
I'm not even independent anymore.
I'm not identifying with the independent party.
I went from Democrat to independent to no.
Oh, man.
I have no idea.
So going back to what Keith said, you know, we have to be about the kingdom,
God's kingdom.
That's where our focus needs to be. Understanding that as long as men are involved in any type of kingdom, it's going to be corrupt.
It's going to be corrupt.
Because it's sinful people trying to lead. But go ahead, Keith. You were going to take us somewhere, too.
Well, so the last word that I'll give you guys, and then I got to roll out.
Sure, sure, sure.
So this is the question in most people's minds. How do you be about the kingdom and not these kingdoms when you have to vote? When you get the opportunity to vote, the gift of voting, right? And you have to be somewhat involved in the world, and yet you're not supposed to be friends with the world.
Yeah.
I mean, we live in the world, but not of the world.
You can choose not to exercise the right that you've been given.
Sure.
Absolutely.
There is that.
But you live in a democracy, and you have the opportunity to do good.
Sure.
And you can do good through your voting. Yeah. Now, here's what I would say. I would say that you shouldn't see voting as the best way to do good. I would say that you would see voting as one of the minimal ways of doing good.
Okay.
Because your vote is pretty washed out, right?
Sure.
But it's a vote, no doubt. But like we make the vote as if it's the most valuable way that you can do good.
Sure.
When you can actually go down to the homeless kitchen and serve people.
Mm.
And I tell you, you do 10 times good that you're capable of by doing that rather than casting your vote. So here's what I'm saying is the vote is valuable. Do what your conscience tells you to do. Mm-hmm. Understand what's happening. But also realize that when you're about the kingdom, the things that are really important will actually be the really important things in your life.
There you go. So in other words, I'll summarize it this way. Don't delegate your duties.
Sure.
I don't know.
In other words,
I'm not a big voting guy anymore.
Sure, that's okay too.
That's because it's saying, low. But it's I'm low just on
saying,
the totem pole.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is don't delegate the good that we're supposed to do by saying, I'm voting for so-and-so, so right. they will do the good that I think that should be done. Right. No.
Go do the good.
Go do the good.
Go do
that's
the
what
good.
I'm saying. Don't delegate your duties.
So my mentality on this is my voting is doesn't do much good because I have no idea who I'm voting for.
Sure.
My thing is the church should be changing hearts, and then hearts will change.
There you
government.
Go.
So, anyways, all right.
So wait. This is what we'll do. We'll pause it here. We'll probably come back and PJ, you and I will continue the conversation. But PK, two, please pray for us.
Oh, let's pray. God in heaven, help us to be about your kingdom. Help us to realize that it is the everlasting kingdom, Lord.
Amen.
That Nebuchadnezzar proclaimed is the kingdom above all kingdoms. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that we are actually in that kingdom right now.
Amen.
As Hebrews chapter 12 says, we are on the mountain in Zion in heaven with Jesus and the other saints. Amen. And that's where we're at, Lord.
Yes.
Help us not to get lost in what's happening down here, but help us to do everything we can to participate in the good things that you are doing down here.
Amen.
And to move forward your kingdom on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Keith for president. That's my last words. Keith for president. I would vote for you. I might go to the voting
box
for you.
I wouldn't vote for me.
No, that's right. I'd vote for you too.
Well, that would make me vote for you even more. The fact that you don't want to
look, we can. We just write them in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. I got two votes.
Two votes. Boom. We can get more. There you go. We can get you at least five.
So remember to reach us at theverseonthehill@gmail.com or on the IG at theverseonthehill.
Go ahead.
So
you can start walking out.
He
has a meeting
out.
To go to. Just
yeah,
show
me
the background.
Good pastor.
We can close up here as you
God
hear
bless
his
you
keys.
All
right.
Thanks for joining us, Keith.
PK2. He signed out by blessings to you all.
Yeah.
And
your Bible.
Are you going to sign out too? And then we're going to make a second episode or do you want to keep on going? What are we going
to
do here?
No, man. I want to see. We didn't get a total chance to catch up.
Okay.
But are you doing well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I spoke to my therapist yesterday and just discovered that the way that I cope with challenging situations mm-hmm. that are out of my control mm-hmm. is that I just work more. Mm. I find ways to do more so I can do the things that I can control. So that's kind of my response.
Wow, that got deep real quick.
Trauma response, if you will, or something like that. So just working on that.
All right. Did you hear yourself?
Yeah.
I'm just working on that. He said, I work too much, so I control things. I'm just working on that.
Yeah. So I
work
on that too.
So you're working on working, not working. You see, you stop working.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. This is part of that whole conversation about how I just have trouble, or one of my struggles, being completely transparent here, I don't mind, with stopping and resting. Yeah. Like, it's just something that I don't do well.
Well, hey, listeners, let's lift up Curcio on that and his family.
Oh, thank you.
Hey,
we need to lift your family up too, man.
Yeah. Both of our wives had some procedures happen, and they're both recovering very well. God is good.
Yes.
But keep our families in prayer,
and
then make sure that Curcio doesn't work too hard at working too hard.
Well, that's a good way to say it.
Yeah.
So the idea for us then is. Obviously, we missed the week, and that's because of our sponsor time is just not on our side, and we're going to miss another one after the next episode.
We don't know about that yet.
Well, let's see.
Let's not promise them we're going to miss something.
Well, no. I'm just saying.
Don't give them something to look forward to quite yet.
No. I'm just saying we appreciate your patience with us as you continue to work with our sponsor time. But yeah, we love doing what we're doing, and the enemy is working, and at the same time, it's a good thing that I'll only speak for my wife that she had this surgery. I would love for her to be able to live a better second half of her life than she did her first half. So we'll see how that goes.
Praise the Lord, she will. All right. Well, hey, thank you for listening to Diversity on a Hill podcast. This is PJ, and I'm out.
And PK here. Many blessings.